Pollsters spent this year predicting how millions of Americans would vote. Now the final numbers are almost in. Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did any poll get it right all along?
Well, by get it right, I think no poll obviously picked all the states correctly, particularly the showdown states, which are so complex and moving so quickly near the end. Most of the polls at the national level said it was too close to call or with a slight edge to Bush, and that looks about where it's ending up. So I would think nationally, the polls in terms of the popular vote were generally correctly giving a portrait of what happened.
Now, your poll, the Gallup poll, gave Kerry the edge in Ohio and Florida. Now, this would be the last poll, and Mr. Bush the edge in Pennsylvania. How did you get these turned around?
Those were our last estimates in those states. Those are complex states, particularly in the states of Florida, in the state of Ohio, and the state of Pennsylvania. That was all within the margin of error, so we said it's close to call. But that's what our data suggested as we finished interviewing over the weekend. It's a daunting challenge for pollsters when you're in a showdown state where the candidates are visiting and making television appearances even up to the day itself.
And one of your biggest challenges is, as a polling organization, has been trying to identify who is a likely voter. Do you see yourself as getting that right?
Generally speaking, that's right. I mean, I don't think in the final analysis there were huge differences between likely voters and registered voters, but in our final national Gallup poll, we showed likely voters moving more towards Bush than the overall registered voter title. In fact, before we allocated, we had, among all registered voters, Kerry up by 2 points. Among all likely voters, we had a 4-point movement and we had Bush up by 2. Then we decided or made the decision the allocations would move more towards Kerry, which I don't think they did. But before that, the likely voter model moved it more towards Bush, which apparently is what's happened in the national popular vote. So all of the scenarios that somehow the likely voter models wouldn't work because it would be a huge surge of new voters or voters that we didn't detect didn't seem to have occurred, as some people had argued.
Voter turnout is at record numbers, apparently. How has that turnout affected your polling?
Well, we took that into account. We certainly had internal indicators that the turnout was going to be very high based on the measures that we tracked in previous elections. We adjusted our turnout estimates up closer to 60%, and so our models took that into account. It looks like that's close to what happened.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll.